I was a little disturbed, Bob, to read this headline: El Paso releasing millions of gallons of sewage into the river.
That is a little bit disturbing, isn't it? I think a lot of people shared that reaction. And so El Paso Water is the utility that provides water and wastewater services to El Paso. And two of its really big pipes out in the Upper Valley, basically near Sunland Park and Donovan, for those listeners who are familiar with the geography here, those pipes burst and began spewing sewage. And so some of the homes nearby were starting to back up. And it's going to take probably until December to get a new line in there. And so the water utility said they had a series of really bad options on what to do with the sewage, and the least bad option for them was to just start releasing it into the Rio Grande. Right now, there's not much water flow in the Rio Grande, so when they dump it in there, it just kind of sits there. They're pouring bleach over it to try to reduce contamination and odor. But they acknowledge that it's not a perfect solution, and so it's a problem that's going to be with us for a while. This one pipe burst earlier this year, and then the second pipe burst this summer. And so they're hoping to finish this by early December. The replacement had been planned to go in March, so they're trying to speed that up. But it's going to be bad, and if you drive in the area, you can certainly smell it. And so we're trying to figure out what the long-term impacts are.
Yeah, indeed. And digging into those census numbers, there's going to be some long-term impacts to some of the trends you're seeing, like the number of children in El Paso.
I think this would surprise many El Pasoans, but the number of children who live in the county here actually declined by 20,000 between the 2010 and 2020 censuses. In that same time, the adult population increased by 85,000, essentially, and so you have what's clearly the aging of the population here, which has its implications. With fewer children, it means we have fewer children in schools. It means we have fewer jobs for teachers. We have fewer jobs for child care workers. These impacts are going to play out for many, many years. And when you look at the school enrollment numbers, you can see that the challenge is most pronounced at the younger grade levels. Kindergarten through three enrollments are way off here. So that basically tells us that for at least the next 7 or 8 years, as these kids work their way through the pipeline, we're going to continue to have these enrollment challenges, which will present all kinds of problems on their own. And then when you look at UTEP's enrollment down the road, and UTEP is almost entirely reliant on El Paso County students, they're going to have fewer and fewer high school graduates coming out of El Paso over the next few years, which means either their enrollment's going to go down or they have to start finding students from elsewhere. And I would think, you know, Las Cruces would be a likely target for them.
And of course, meanwhile, we have children and families, of course, waiting for their opportunity to find asylum in the United States, and not encouraging news for the NGOs who have been working to that end. What's the latest?
Yeah, so this deals with kind of a complex part of the law that's the shorthand for it is Title 42. And basically, the Trump administration invoked Title 42, which is a public health code, to basically expel any migrants who arrive at the border so that they wouldn't spread COVID. The Biden administration has largely continued that policy, although they've made exceptions for unaccompanied children and then for some very vulnerable migrant populations. It could be LGBTQ people. It could be family units. But they've been relying on these non-governmental organizations to process these vulnerable exceptions for several months now. And that program's been shrouded in quite a bit of secrecy. But Renee Klajic, who covers immigration for us, discovered this week that those non-governmental organizations, as of the beginning of September, decided not to cooperate anymore, and they're not processing any of these vulnerable migrants, which means that they can't get over. These organizations are basically concerned that the Title 42 expulsions are illegal. They're a denial of the right to asylum, and they've just basically decided they don't want to provide cover for the Biden administration anymore.
It will be interesting to see where we go from here. Thank you, Bob, for the updates. You can find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Thanks so much, Casey.